It is Thursday, March 15th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago, where I have seed sprouting, cabbage culturing, and kombucha brewing. Still, thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and the month. You may see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. You may also see the RBN calendar by going to republicbroadcasting.org and clicking on upcoming events and interviews. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com. I hope that all of our listeners will consider contributing to the ongoing pledge drive. If you wish to make a pledge to RBN, just call 800-724-2719. You may also support RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website, including business cards and bumper stickers. You may also subscribe to the archives or purchase some advertising if you happen to have a product or service that you would like to represent. You may do this by going to republicbroadcasting.org or by calling that number, 800-724-2719. On March 13th, Zeke, a friend of mine, sent me a link to a story in the Wall Street Journal entitled, "What You Lose When You Sign That Donor Card. Giving away your organs sounds noble, but have doctors blurred the line between life and death?" I immediately emailed the link to Dr. Paul Byrne, and we scheduled today's program. The information you hear today is crucial and something that every family must know about, and after they find out about it, they must tell their friends and acquaintances. I have two guests today. They are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones, and they are with the LifeGuardian.org. Welcome to the program, Dr. Byrne, Bernice.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Yes, thank you.
Well, it's so very important, and I was just before we went on the air, I was rereading your story, Bernice, and it is just heartbreaking, and I would like, first of all, Dr. Byrne, before we get to Bernice's story, Dr. Byrne, give me your thoughts about that article in the Wall Street Journal.
Well, the article is very informative, and it helps to educate people. One of the things that's going on is that the citizens, are being innocently trapped into giving their organs, either giving them themselves when they go to the license bureau and they're asked, "Do you wish to be an organ donor?" And they innocently say yes to that, and certainly they're not informed. And then whether they do that or not, when someone has a head injury and they're unconscious, their relatives are presented the situation so that they get enticed into saying yes to this, and they have little or no information to realize that they have been trapped into saying yes to something they think that they themselves in the future will be truly dead when the organs are taken, or their relative, their son, their daughter, will be truly dead before the organs are taken, when in fact the only organs that can be transplanted are healthy organs, and healthy organs come only from living persons, and there is no way to get a healthy organ for transplantation from a cadaver.
All right, hold that thought. We do have to take a 3-minute break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Bernice.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs. Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Welcome back. Our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. And Dr. Byrne, thank you so much for the pamphlet. It's that I received yesterday. It's a 30-page pamphlet. Every single person, every single family needs to have at least, well, I would recommend that people buy as many as they can afford and pass this out. It is absolutely imperative that people have this information, and it is presented in such a wonderful, wonderful way. At the back, it has the instructions for power of attorney for health care. It has cards that each person can fill out would prevent this tragedy from happening to the person that fills it out. And they can get this pamphlet by going to, how can they get this? By going to the website. By going to LifeGuardian.org.
TheLifeGuardian.org.
Okay, TheLifeGuardian.org is the website, and you can get that pamphlet, and it's really, I think it's imperative that everybody know about this.
Thank you very much for that support, Deanna. It is true and accurate to say that everyone needs this information. It's their best chance to get informed about the situation. And also, the directions are there to protect and preserve your life, not only in this matter of organ transplantation, but also in this matter of who do you get to speak for you when you can't speak for yourself, and that becomes a power of attorney. But these directions to protect and preserve your life are the kind of power of attorney that will only protect and preserve your life. It does not give the power to someone to kill you. The other time that these other kind of directions are there are the kind that you need to protect and preserve the life of your child when you send them off to camp or they go off to grandma's house or grandpa's house, that there's a way that they will get treatment to protect and preserve their life. And there are times when something happens to someone that they become mentally incapacitated, and they need some kind of a document that will help to protect and preserve their life, and that's included in this booklet, little booklet that we will provide if people will just ask for them.
Right, and it's like I say, it's a wonderful, wonderful booklet, and you have all the information that people need in this booklet to preserve their life, to preserve the life of their family. And this situation has been going on since the late 1960s, when they made different provisions and created what you call brain death, or what they call brain death. And in your book, I always pronounce this wrong. It's how do you pronounce the name of your book? The one that is Brain Death, True Death?
Oh, yes. Phoenix Vitae is our larger book that we have. Phoenix Vitae is the Italian word for, or Latin, either one is the very similar, meaning the end of life. But we put that in English as to ask the question, is brain death true death? And this book compiles the presentations of many physicians and philosophers from around the world and puts that all together in one book. And it's the only place that people can get this information that's there. They can get that by contacting us at www.thelifeguardian.org.
Okay. All righty. Let's hear from Bernice. Bernice, would you like to tell the story of what happened in your family and when it happened?
Well, it happened September 24th, 1999. My son, 16 years old, Brandon, was playing with a handgun. And he shot himself in the head. 911 was called. He was delivered to a hospital that, and there was that hope. This was my hope, getting him to the hospital. And the last thing that I would have, or my family would have ever imagined, was the plot behind the scenes that we were to discover later when we received the medical records. But my son was initially unconscious. When we arrived at the hospital, my family had all gathered. Within about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, a neurosurgeon came out and announced that there was no hope, and this is always the way they begin. I come to find out there was no hope for my son. He said that my son's brain was gone. He used the term brain dead. He said that he couldn't even breathe on his own. And he was put into surgery. And there again, this was, we were hopeful. We remained prayerful throughout this five-hour stay in the hospital. After 5 hours, we were told to say goodbye to our son. There was no hope for him. The surgery was not successful, and we were asked to leave the room. We did not know what this test entailed, but we were just told to leave the room, and a test had to be performed. Now, going back, with an understanding, the reality of what truly happened to our son, he awoke from a state of unconsciousness during the ambulance trip to the hospital. He was then drugged. When he arrived at the hospital, they gave him, and I have to say that he responded. He was was breathing on his own, he was responding. They gave him paralyzing drugs, which rendered him, I call it suspended animation. He was not able to respond whatsoever at that point. They put him on a ventilator. At that time, according to the law, when a patient is put on a ventilator, the organ transplant industry is alerted. And we did not know that at that time, in ER, there was an organ procurement agent in there with our son. The proceedings of starting the organ transplant was him being not perceived as a person, a patient, in the need of protection, and his life being preserved, but rather as an organ donor. He was a reclassified human person. He was dehumanized. We had no idea that this was going on. I'm making a very long story short. We left our son there thinking that he was dead. But 19 hours later, he was administered a paralyzing drug and a painkiller as they proceeded his excising, which is a living dissection. All of his major organs were excised.
Now, did they explain to you what they wanted to do? Did you at any time have an opportunity to be fully informed about what they wanted to do? And now, had he signed an organ donor card?
Yes, he was an organ donor, which is, this is a very frightening aspect of this. None of us, adults or children, have any idea what it is, what it is entailed to be an organ donor, that you are a living person, and you must be a healthy living person. And for a child, a minor, to be instructed at the DMV to become an organ donor, this benevolent, wonderful thing to give of your organs after your death, it is a horrifying truth. This deception is so great. And yes, he was an organ donor. If you sign to be an organ donor, it is as if you're saying, without that knowledge, don't treat me, you can utilize me. And people don't understand that. They have absolutely no idea. It is absolutely inconceivable what is going on in our hospitals today.
It's my understanding that the organs are, there's more profit in the organs and selling of those organs than there is in actually healing the patients within the hospital.
The only way I can explain it is that the profit in the organs outweighs what it would take to care for and nurture a person who's been injured or ill, whatever the case may be. The hospitals make money on organ transplantation. To protect and preserve one's life would cost money. And this is a selection of a person for a particular utility. And these people are actually segregated.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, we do have to cut to a break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne, that's B-Y-R-N-E, and Bernice Jones. They are with The Life Guardian, all one word, thelifeguardian.org. Some other relevant websites are ALL.org, which stands for American Life League, and they produce a magazine that I get called Celebrate Life, and there's an article about this particular issue in the March-April issue, and it is called, and it is about this same issue. Now, Bernice, you mentioned that there is actually a government agency that the hospital contacts, and you also mentioned that in the ambulance that Brandon was conscious, that he had regained consciousness.
Well, yes, he had gag. He was using purposeful movement, but it also states that he was drugged.
Okay, because you got the records. You got all the medical records after the fact.
Yes, yes. There's something I want to, Lord be with anybody who is in a situation of there's been a tragedy, a serious illness, whatever the case may be. They go into the hospital. There is that full trust. And there is that hope that is held. And there is also another point of it is the shock that the family is in. And this is taken very well advantage of. None of us were of sound mind. It is when you are told that there is no hope, It's time for you to go home now. That is when we were immediately approached by a woman who had been at the hospital with us this entire duration, dressed in a nice blue suit. It was, I just assumed that she was part of the hospital staff. She would ask if we wanted something to drink. She was seemed to be very concerned. She'd come in and out of the room. She would follow us down the halls. She'd go into the room with us when we went to see our son. It was only one time we were allowed to do that. It was after the surgery. This is the woman who then immediately approached us as a part of the organ transplant industry. She's a procurement agent. To realize after the fact the truth, the 19 hours that my son was literally tortured in preparation of his organs being excised. They were preserving his organs while he was alive in preparation for this excising. And this is just a horrific, horrific truth. It's a deception that the people must have the truth.
Now, during this time, now was the surgery? What was the surgery for? To remove the bullet? Was the bullet still?
Oh no, the bullet was left. Yes.
So the surgery was for.
Well, you know, I can't, with any accuracy whatsoever, even explain that. We just demanded we were told immediately in ER that there was no hope for him, that he was going to die. That's when my husband stood up and said, you do everything you can to help our son. The doctor said that he was doing the surgery basically more for us than he was for our son. But in our mind and in our heart, well, our son was still alive. Then take care of him.
Right. Now, when you call the ambulance, did you tell them what had happened? And
oh, yes.
They were prepared at the hospital with a procurement agent for the industry?
At the time the 911 call goes out, this is when this all begins. It's not at the hospital. There is a preparation. And in my everything that I had ever been told, there are particular hospitals who best meet the needs of those that are critically injured, those that have expertise in trauma. And I was the one that demanded this particular hospital.
Well, that was a reasonable thing to consider. You wanted the best help that you could possibly have for your son.
Yes.
And that, you know, we're all indoctrinated to feel that that we can trust the medical industry, and we don't know certainly that this goes on. And, you know, we naturally trust, because that is the way that we, if we were in a situation like that, would treat others. That is how we would treat people who were critically injured. We would want to do everything possible to help that person.
Yeah.
All righty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. Our two guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones, and they are associated with thelifeguardian.org, and that is where you can read lots of things. They have PDF files there. And how do people get, what do they click on to get this pamphlet, this 30-page pamphlet, The Life Guardian?
Well, if they could just go to the contact.
Okay.
And just let us know that they would like to receive one.
All righty. And is there a cost involved?
They are $2, which includes the shipping, handling.
Oh, my goodness. What a treasure to make available. Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you. Okay. So you arrived at the hospital, and you expected that they would take care of your son and help him, and the procurement agent was there, and she built your trust, correct?
Well, put it this way, we had no reason to distrust her.
Right, right.
The hospital staff or the doctor or anybody else. The only thing that we were doing at that time was hoping through prayer, just hanging on to the one who healed, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's
right.
Where we were at as a family in prayer.
Right.
And that's where we remained. nobody should ever feel that they don't have this hope. Nobody should ever feel that there would ever be such a conspiracy. That's the only way that I can describe this. And I'm not an advocate for any kind of conspiracies, but this is a very well-orchestrated, methodical plot that's been put into place. And, you know, what I, and, you know, it's still, I've talked about this for 12 years and read about all of this. It's still hard for me to believe that this is going on. Under the skies of good, and under, you know, using God's name for this, that so this is so promoted, and it's so accepted, but it is this deception,
and of course the media and Hollywood promote this. They create motion pictures talking about it. I can't remember one movie that I saw about somebody who had received a person's heart, and it is promoted, and it is promoted as a humanitarian effort, something that is good, because, and they use the words, very deceptive words, like giving life to somebody else, and you're right, it is very deceptive, and the media does not cover this. They do not tell the truth about this. And because they do not tell the truth, they will not reveal the truth about this. So many people, when they go to the motor vehicle department to get their driver's license, that would be, I mean, a clerk. What does a clerk know? What can a clerk do to inform the person that's standing before her about what this entails? It all seems so innocent.
Well, they are as deceived as my family and I were.
Certainly.
You know, and this is the way it will continue so long as this truth isn't openly discussed, so long as there is not an open debate regarding this false declaration of death, and that's what it is. Something else I want to make known is that although there are many laws that make sure that a person, a patient who is defenseless and innocent in the hospital, can be viewed and are viewed as potential organ donors to be utilized for someone else's benefit or a utility, there are no laws into place to protect a patient from having this, becoming an organ donor. And this is where the family comes in. This is where we need to, as family members, to be educated so that we can stop this.
And right. It doesn't appear that Congress is going to do anything about it because, of course, the medical lobby is quite large, quite influential, and they pass out a lot of money.
Yeah, and I can't say that, you know, we live in this beautiful country where we have shared in liberty. We have built a medical community, a scientific community that far surpasses any in the world. What we have lost is the sanctity of life. This is what we have lost. I'm not saying that all physicians are involved in this. They aren't. This is an entity of its own, a very powerful one. But even physicians have been deceived. This false declaration of death, this redefining death, has been taught for a number of years.
Oh, in the medical schools.
Yes, and so this is a deception that has just been carried on since 1968, and it must stop. Every human person is valuable to God. This is the essence of the sanctity of life, not how man values another person. And this is what we've done. We've separated ourselves from God and his commands, his laws, and his precepts. And we must return. We must return to his laws, his commands, his precepts. This is all there is to it.
Right. And, of course, you can apply this also to abortion.
Absolutely.
When you consider the number of children who have been murdered since 1973, and it's interesting that this happened, in a very short time period from 1968, and then in 1973, it seems in that short time period of 5 years that something happened in the Supreme Court, and who passed this law? And maybe we ought to get Dr. Byrne to tell us about how this happened, that prior to 1968, a person was declared dead only after their breathing and heart stopped for a certain length of time. So,
yes.
Dr. Byrne, how did this happen?
Well, prior to that time, as you have stated, no one was declared dead unless there was total stoppage of the circulation and respiration and every animal and vital function consequent thereon, as was the definition of death according to Black's Law Dictionary, and that was generally accepted throughout the world. And then what occurred is they did a heart transplant in South Africa. Some of you who are a bit older might remember reading that Dr. Christian Bernard did a heart transplant in South Africa. But what they did, what was not so generally well publicized, was 3 days later they did a heart transplant in Brooklyn, New York. In Brooklyn, New York, they cut the beating heart out of a three-day-old baby who had mental retardation, and transplanted that into an 18-day-old baby. Thus, in their so-called attempt to save the life of the child who was not retarded, but to impose death on the retarded infant. And at the end of that day, both babies were dead. These transplants were illegal and immoral. And so what did they do about it? They set up a committee at the prestigious Harvard University called the Harvard Committee, and the Harvard Committee came with their report, which was titled A Definition of Irreversible Coma, and with that they literally pronounced a new way to declare someone dead based on the cessation of functioning of the brain, and they did it without any scientific approach. They did not do studies on dogs or cats, and they didn't do studies on human beings. They just pronounced that this was a new way to declare persons dead. They didn't prove anything. They just pronounced it. And with that, they embarked on cutting beating hearts out of people. And as you said earlier, how it gets advertised, the good things about organ transplants, what doesn't get told is anything about the donor. Bernice has told you many of the things about her son. But things to be emphasized is that when her son got to the emergency room in their attempt to put a tube in his throat for the ventilator, he resisted so much that he had to be paralyzed and sedated in order to just get the tube in. And at that point, once those drugs and chemicals are in his body, it makes it theoretically not in accord with any set of criteria to declare him brain dead in the next minutes and hours as they did. And the poor people, the relatives are innocent. The son, Brandon, was innocent. And they thought they were in a hospital where they were going to get treatment for their son's injury, when in fact that immediately the organ procurement people are there to get his organs, and they did send Bernice and her husband and her family home at 11, 12 o'clock at night after he was injured. in the afternoon, and they didn't take their son's organs till the next afternoon, at 5 o'clock the next afternoon, during which time he was in that hospital the whole time with his heart beating. He had blood pressure. He put out urine. They did everything to keep him in good shape during that time. And what the people don't realize is that what they were doing during that time was lining up people to give his organs to. And as mentioned in the Wall Street Journal article, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. What doesn't get mentioned is who pays for these organ transplants. The recipients, the average recipient pay is about $750,000, $750,000. And what many of these dollars come out of Medicare dollars. We are involved in all things and nationally at the budget and how much medicine costs and the like, and Medicare and who's going to pay for it, how long is it going to last, and other things involved in health care. I don't hear anything saying how many Medicare dollars go to organ transplants. And one friend of mine that told me of his daughter-in-law who received a liver, and her total hospital bills were $3.4 million. And I said, where did it come from? And the private insurance pays for it. Medicare pays for it. He paid for it himself. And of course, the real tragedy of all this is his daughter-in-law received a whole liver, but in order to get a whole liver for transplant, that must come from a living person who has intact circulation. During that entire time, takes several hours to get the liver out for transplantation, during which time it's required that the heart be beating, that there be circulation, that the blood pressure stay good. The people are not told any of these things about organ transplantation. And my own self, I began to study this issue because of a little baby Joseph in our nursery who had flat brainwaves for several days, and it was suggested to stop treating him, and I continued to treat him, and eventually he went home, he went to school, he got straight A's, he ran track, he played baseball. He's married, has three children now. That was in 1975. I knew little or nothing about brain death or organ transplants, and I began to study the subject, and the things that I found out are the same things that anybody can find out, as evidenced by the Wall Street Journal article. That reporter, I suspect, is not a doctor. That author of that article is not a doctor. He just reads and finds out things. Anybody can read and find out these things. And of course, we trust doctors, we trust hospitals, but what has occurred is that this multi-billion dollar industry, which begins, incidentally, by our government, the National Institutes of Health are the ones that set the rules for these kinds of things, and then obviously Medicare has to abide by them. And then state laws and federal laws are involved, and attorneys are involved. And in a study that was done in an organ transplant center, they asked questions about a declaration of brain death and even those actively involved in organ transplant. About one-third of them, about 35% of them, were unsure of the criteria for the declaration of brain death. And when you go to study it, I mentioned the Harvard criteria, which was the first set of criteria published in 1968. Between 1968 and 78, there were 30 sets of criteria published, all of which became less strict than the previous ones. And all the way up until now, there's no consensus as to which criteria gets used, and a person can be declared brain dead by one set of criteria, but would be clearly alive by the other sets of criteria. These kinds of things are not made known to the public. You mentioned the media, and I assume you're talking about the general media. There are parts of the media, like your own self, Deanna, that are trying to help people to find the truth. You're trying to stand for the truth. And the truth is pretty simple. We know what it is to be a living person. We also know what a cadaver is. And just think about it. Can you get any organs that would be suitable for transplantation from a cadaver? And people, when they think about it, they think, how could they get organs from a cadaver?
And, right. Yeah, hold that thought, Dr. Byrne. We do have to go to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. And Dr. Byrne, you were talking about anybody could really find out about this. And in the magazine that I mentioned earlier called Celebrate Life, which is a publication of American Life League, that's ALL.org, there's an article. It was written by Hunter Johnson. She was a junior in high school when she wrote this article, and she does reference you. And the name of her article is When You're Dead, You're Dead. When you're brain dead, you're alive. And this was a junior in high school. She's due to graduate in May of this year.
Yes, and it's that kind of a thing that you don't have to be super intelligent or super educated to figure these things out, but you have to be able to stop to think just a little bit. And so often we, in the busy world in which we live, we move along and we tend to trust people, and the ordinary folks have no idea about how this has all evolved. It began with what I told you in terms of it was just a pronouncement from the Harvard committee that this was a new way to declare someone dead by using brain-related criteria. And in that article in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 1968, they pointed out how they had to find a way to make this legal. And they embarked on making it legal. And what occurred was Kansas was the first state to get such a law in 1970. And between 1970 and the next years, eventually all of the states have some kind of a brain death law. Now, what happens is that in the brain death law, they changed the way that ordinary folks and really the way doctors and lawyers had considered death, that is true death, no circulation, no heartbeat, no respiration, no response to anything. They changed that to making it a declaration of brain death suitable for getting organs for transplantation, which means that the donor has a beating heart, has circulation, has respiration, and the only way these things can occur is if the heart is normal, the circulation from the pumping heart has to go to the lungs and go to the rest of the body. And in the lungs, the beautiful lungs that we have, the way that they are made is that an adult has 300 million alveoli. Those are tiny little air spaces that have capillaries, have blood vessels flowing through them right next to the air, and they don't leak. They pick up oxygen. They give off carbon dioxide. All of this occurs in the living person, and they've made it such that none of this counts, and they can declare them brain dead and then proceed to cut out their organs for transplantation.
All righty. We are going to a 60-second break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.